It is time for the forecast, and of course that means it is time to bring in none other than our meteorologist, Pat Pagano, and we are definitely in the dog days of summer, no doubt about that. The weather forecast for this week is kind of repetitive, but let's bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, it is definitely repetitive. I mean, right now, there are a couple of very light showers approaching the Catskills from the west. Very light. I didn't put a timing on any of this. The air's soupy, and it's going to get worse. I mean, it's just going to wind up getting sultry. In fact, the National Weather Service is putting out heat advisories for tomorrow. So today will just be a hazy, humid day with a chance of a thunderstorm in the mid-80s, which is going to probably be the coolest of the entire week. And then a scattered thunderstorm tonight, low 70s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, very humid, chance of a thunderstorm, 90 to 95. It wouldn't even surprise me if mid-90s are generally the rule. Low 90s on Thursday, hazy, humid, a thunderstorm. Same for Friday, low 90s. Saturday right now, I'm still thinking showers or thunderstorms, maybe near 90, and then better weather on Sunday. Now, the American model continues to suggest that there's not going to be much rain to worry about on Saturday, and that it'll just gradually get less humid. But the Euro's been insisting on it. It's 3 days now it's been insisting on it. Let's see if it backs off the last minute. So we'll keep you posted on that. So Saturday right now, unsettled. Sunday looks better. In the tropics, you have a disturbance near Guadeloupe or Guadalupe, and destined to become Fred, move across the Caribbean, and by the early part of the weekend, we'll be near South Florida, probably going toward the Gulf of Mexico. So we'll be watching that for you. It's just Fred right now, nothing else in the tropics. So Pat's been doing a lot of plotting this morning, let me tell you.
Well, what I need to know is, Governor DeSantis going to allow Fred in without vaccination?
Is he going to what?
Allow Fred to come in to Florida without a vaccination.
Oh, yeah. Knowing that governor?
Yes.
He'll say, he'll welcome him with open arms.
Fred, come on in, Fred.
I don't get it. You know, the state with the second highest infection rate right now, and he's not putting anything in effect?
Well, I don't have a problem, to be honest with you, with him not putting anything into effect. That's his decision as governor. I guess what I have the problem with is when the local towns and communities and school boards want to put something into effect, he's not allowing it, and then he's threatening to sue, take away. That's what I have a problem with.
Right.
Just like I don't have a problem with, if people don't want to wear masks and people don't want to get immunized against this with a vaccination, I have no problem. And you're going to have to follow the rules and wear a mask when you go in a store. I mean, stuff like that. I don't have the problem with that initial decision. But when you take it one step farther than that, that's where I have a problem. And he's doing it. And there's no doubt that it's political. He wants those Donald Trump supporters to vote for him for president. He's confident, I think, that Donald Trump is not going to run again, that he will be the standard bearer if he keeps this up. So it's just a really weird situation. We'll see what happens. But like I said, you know, if you don't want to wear a mask, if you don't want to get a vaccination, now that I'm vaccinated and I wear a mask when I go in stores, you know what? It's your right. It should be out there so when local school boards, local towns, and don't have to follow state rule on something like this. They can operate the way they need to operate for safety's sake. So that's where I have a problem with that. Do I have a problem with a governor saying, you know what, I don't believe in this? That's him, okay? That's him. And he can take that stance. But it doesn't have to be mandated to everybody else. So anyways, just like vaccinations don't have to be mandated. They are recommended. They're recommended. And if you don't get them, it's a two-way street, and we don't have a two-way street in America anymore. But anyways, enough of that. Let's get back to Pat Pagano and the weather.
Yeah. There may be a small break come Sunday. I don't know how long that's going to last, but You know, probably not long, but at least you have something to look forward there. I have to tell you about my test yesterday, because you know I went for the test.
Yep.
I was not thrilled with the MRI. They told me it was going to be an open MRI. And when I got there, the technician, the gentleman, very nice, he said, no, we don't have it at this facility. I said, well, don't you think they should have told me that? He goes, yeah, they should have. He said, well, I could rearrange it. I said, no. So they put me on the table. They put it, a thing on it, like a football helmet.
Yeah.
Keep my head still. Okay. Not pleased with that at the start.
Did they put your whole body and head into the...
No, just the head.
Okay.
But when he did, between the mask, that helmet, and how closed it was, I said, could you please get me out again? He brings me out. I said, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this. He goes, are you claustrophobic? I said, no, but I said, do I need this mask? He goes, that has the camera. I said, oh. I said, okay, let's try this. He gave me the little buzzer to press. He said, I'll speak to you along the way. He said, if you have a problem, let me know. So I said, I'm just going to close my eyes. I closed my eyes. They brought me in. They did this stupid thing. It was like jackhammers on each side of your ear. Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous. Anyhow, that was done. And then off to the hospital to get the EEG, which I thought was going to be a piece of cake. Well, it wasn't. They put 23 electrodes on your head. You've been through this?
Yeah.
Oh. and then she says to me, close your eyes. When we start the test, she says, because there's going to be a series of strobes. She said, do not open your eyes. That lasted for about 5 minutes. And after that, I heard her say, okay, now if you could take a nap, take a nap. You'll be here for the next 30 minutes. So I had to lay there in the dark, but it was in a room, in a hospital bed, for 30 minutes. And then finally, it took them almost as long to get those stupid electrodes out of my hair. Because they're glued to your scalp.
They've got that sticky stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and they have to use hot towel compresses to get it all out. So by the time I got home yesterday afternoon, which was 1:30, I was completely, completely exhausted. And you know what? The thing that bothers me about the whole thing, they were all very nice, by the way. You go through all these tests, and you still don't know what's going on. Because now you have to wait for the doctor.
Yeah.
And who knows how many days that's going to be.
Yeah, it's interesting. I've had both those happen numerous times, and even one time, I got home from the EKG. I got home, and I was showering, and there was still one of those things stuck.
Oh, you're kidding! In your hair?
Yeah, in the back of my hair, where they had disconnected the wire, but they didn't.
Oh, but they forgot to take the thing off. I know. I mean, and there's a lot of them, so. But, you know, she was very interesting, that girl. They were talking about politics, and I tried not to get involved. And she said, when they first told us about the vaccine, she said, I told Audrey, that's her partner, right there. She said, I'm not getting no vaccine. She said, because I don't get the flu shot for the same reason. I'm not getting no vaccine. She said, as things started surfacing, and she saw how bad this was, she went and got the vaccine. Oh. And she said, even though she was against that, she said, it outweighs the risks. I said, well, you try to tell somebody, like my sister, of course, who doesn't want to hear it. She said, you can't. She said, save your breath.
Yeah.
She said, just save your breath. She said, you can't. She said, and this, unfortunately, she said, the Delta?
Yeah, Delta variant.
It's kind of serious, yeah. It's kind of serious. She said, again, it's attacking mainly the unvaccinated. She said, but definitely kind of serious. But it was funny how she was along the same lines that I was hinting at. You know, like, do you all you people have, are you all vaccinated? Because I don't know that, Marshall. Do hospital workers have to be vaccinated?
They're starting in Massachusetts. The Berkshire Medical Center is making their employees get vaccinated. I think it's not a mandate yet in Connecticut, but I think it's a recommendation. Healthcare workers that work in nursing homes, I think are also under subject for stuff like that. So we'll have to see how that all develops. But I don't think there's any official mandate, but I know that they're probably on the way for areas like that. And just like colleges now, our students are being mandated, and some colleges are fighting back and suing, saying that we don't want to do this. So, once again, it's another quagmire, another medical quagmire.
And that's all it is. yeah, because I was wondering, as I was walking through the hospital, I noticed everybody had masks on. But I'm thinking to myself, are they all vaccinated? What, they don't have to be? You know, and I was not going to pop that question. So... I just went about my own business and got it all done. And I have to tell you, Marshall, when I got home yesterday, I didn't feel good at all. I'm thinking to myself, why don't I feel good? Is it all the stuff they did to me today? It probably was, because once I went to sleep and I got up this morning, I feel 100% better.
Well, it's funny. I had a regular doctor's appointment yesterday, my yearly exam.
Yeah.
And I get there, and I walk in, and he takes me into his office. And I said, do I look a little different from a year ago? He says, well, yeah, you do. He says, but it worries me a little bit. I said, no, I'm purposely losing the weight. He said, as your doctor, I want to make sure that you're purposely losing the weight. So I have to go in for a blood draw today. Okay. And stuff like that, and he might do it. I might get an upper GI series next week, but he just wants to make sure that it's because
of your diet, but and nothing else.
But it is. I mean, I've lost anywhere from 6.5 to 7 pounds a month over 15 months. So I mean, that adds up to a ton of weight. So.
And you look great, and thank God you feel great.
Well, I'm weak, but that's normal. That's normal. Yeah. So, but doctors just have to be careful. So, well, we both went to the doctor yesterday, and we're both here talking about it today.
Thank God.
All right, Pat, I'll check with you mañana with the weather.
Okay. Sounds good.
Take care.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on that tri-state forecast here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.